Wednesday, 13 January 16, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into the Calvary Hour. This broadcast of ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Ezekiel chapter 22. We're working off from Ezekiel chapter 8 as God would go over to the land of captivity, bring Ezekiel back, and show him why he had to send Israel into captivity. And dear friend, how wise we are if we're willing to learn from their mistakes and not have to go through those same mistakes again. Maybe you say, well, preacher, you think there's any hope? Sure I do. As long as there's a God in heaven, there's hope, and there is a God in heaven. And dear friend, he has simply laid out the plans for us. He's given us the instructions. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. I believe that. You read in the book of Jeremiah, you'll read that God said, if I tell a nation that I'm going to destroy them, if they'll turn and repent and do what's right, I'll change my mind about that. By the same token, if I tell a nation I'll bless them, and then they turn their back on me, I'll have to bring them into chastisement. I'll have to judge them. You see, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Well, let's get back to Ezekiel chapter 22. Father, please bless us with thy word. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We find the four groups that are mentioned here, the prophets who were to get the message from God and give it to the people, the priests who were to present the needs of the people to God, the princes who were the equivalent of our political class today, and then, of course, the people. Now, the prophets, they had just really messed up. And when the prophets mess up, the preachers mess up, you can be assured of this, soon the whole thing pretty well is going to be messed up. Poison the head of the stream, and you will eventually poison the whole stream. And so the prophets were crooked. They were like roaring lions, ravening the prey. They devoured soul. They were just getting what they could. They were using it to forward their own agenda. They were in cahoots with the princes. They were daubing what they said with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. I'll tell you this, dear friend, if you can get into a seminary that trains preachers and corrupt that seminary, then it won't be long before the preachers will be corrupt, and they feed the churches with pastors, and it won't be long until the churches are corrupt, and it won't be long until the people are corrupt, and you have to go back and do the whole thing again. I know I've mentioned this before, but you take great schools, like right in this state, Duke University, and then Harvard, and Princeton, and Yale, and schools like that. They were started by Christian folks who trained Christians. They were started to especially train preachers that they might be able preachers of the Word of God. But they got liberal professors into them, and they became corrupt, and pretty soon that moved all the way down until you get to the people. I do believe that trouble usually starts at the top and comes down. It's not the other way around. So these prophets, they were corrupt. Now the priests, we mentioned them a couple of days ago on the broadcast, but what was their responsibility? They were supposed to find out what the people needed, and then they would take those petitions to God. Now, they couldn't go and pray like we pray today. The high priest went into the most holy place one time a year. He had to make a sacrifice for himself and for the sins of the people, and then he would present the needs of the people. God be praised when Jesus Christ was crucified, and he shouted out, "It is finished." The veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, signifying that access was now available for us to go into the most holy place. We can carry our own petitions to God. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to depend on somebody else to do so. Oh, it's good to have people to pray for us. I appreciate every one of you who pray for me And I want you to pray for this ministry. And I'm so thankful that the blessed Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself is interceding at the right hand of the Father. God be praised for that. And I'm also thankful that we as individuals have been bidden to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. But these priests who should have been godly people, here's what happened to them. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between the holy and profane, neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. My, what a sad testimony. What did they do first to profane the work of God? Well, he said they put no difference between the holy and the profane. You know, everything was all right, good God, good devil, that kind of thing. The people concerned about what was wrong, and as far as they're concerned, you know, nothing's wrong. As long as you believe it's wrong, it's wrong. But if you don't believe it's wrong, it's not wrong. That's the kind of philosophy, this humanistic philosophy that so many people have. No, dear friend, we have absolute truth. And that absolute truth is in the Word of God. We have no reason not to know what is right. Now, sometimes we might not know just what exactly is wrong with the situation. But if you're saved, you've got the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in your heart and life. And he will guide us into all truth, and he will teach us all things. God doesn't have to always show us what's wrong. He just shows us that it's wrong. And you can be assured of that, that the blessed Holy Spirit of God will always warn us. I don't believe that anybody falls into sin. I don't believe anybody falls into sin. I think we get there on purpose. We get there because we have done something contrary to God's will and God's way. And by the way, we knew it when we did. You know, we say sometime, boy, we like to sound pious. We'll say sometime, I don't know why I did this. But if we'll be honest, we do know why we did it. We did it because that was what we really wanted to do. Or we did it because we didn't have enough courage to do what was right. We know why we did what we did. And these priests, they violated God's law. They profaned his holy things. They put no difference between the holy and profane, and they put no difference, they showed no difference really between the unclean and the clean. Nothing, as far as they were concerned, was wrong. Nothing was unclean. Nothing was ungodly. Well, dear friend, the Bible says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. You find that in 2 Corinthians in chapter 6, and then it continues on to the first verse of chapter 7. But you see, dear friend, we don't have priests like they had in the Old Testament. You know why? Because if we're saved, we are priests. We are priests, and we have the opportunity to go into the throne room of God. But I want to tell you, sin will separate between us and God, separate fellowship between us and God, and will hinder our prayers. Even the relationship between husbands and wives are instrumental in prayers being not answered. If husbands and wives are at odds with one another, the Bible makes it clear that the prayers are going to be hindered. And God said, the ear of the Lord is not heavy that it cannot hear, neither his arm shortened that it cannot save. But he said, your sins, your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have caused him to hide his face from you so that he will not hear. Well, Lord willing, we'll be continuing this on the next broadcast. Let me remind you that this broadcast is targeted for midweek, and I do hope and I pray that you're making plans, if at all possible, to be in a good, fundamental, Bible-believing church this midweek time. Folks, we must redeem the time, because the days are evil. Be planning, if at all possible, to be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. If you cannot, and you have access to the internet, let me invite you to join us, Calvary Baptist Church, for our prayer meeting. We'll be streaming, God willing, the service on tonight. You can reach us at Calbat, CALBAPT.org. That's www.CALBAPT.org. And please join us next broadcast if you can.